This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another hour of sanity. I'd like to call it sanity, but around here it's pretty insane at the moment, pretty chaotic. But that's a great thing, you know. We're live at CPAC 2019. You know, we've been here every year now for I think coming up on 8 years. And this is, and it just every year it seems to get better and better. I got to tell you, last year I was very much enjoying and loving the young people that were here and the energy in the room and what have you. This year we're still ramping up a bit. I still see a lot of young people here. I'm really curious to see the temperature around President Trump and what people have to say, the young people have to say about him now. But I've got Tim Hulskamp with me. He's the president of the Herdland Institute. You want to talk about socialism. I don't know why, though, because, you know.
Oh, a great gift from the left. It is.
Well, AOC was, I mean, as much as we were afraid of her and making fun of her, I'm thinking, man, she's just going to be the gift that keeps on giving, isn't she?
I think so. Maybe not for folks inside the Beltway that can't carry the tune on free enterprise versus big government because they're part of the problem oftentimes. But, nope, at the Heartland Institute, we relish talking about the Green New Deal because, first of all, starts with green. It's climate. Climate is the excuse to take over the whole economy,
right.
Which is exactly what socialism is about. Communism is about. Dictatorship is taking over the whole economy. And I think at the end of the day, with a straight-up debate we got coming on, I think Americans are going to choose freedom over government.
No, I agree with you. I think when you start looking at these real numbers, now they're out there kind of backpedaling some of the things that she said, and they're accusing us of using the wrong numbers and what have you. So give us some overview. I'm sure you've got idea, but give us an overview. And you're right about socialism. When you have these young kids, it's funny, we were just talking about this with somebody from Campus Reform. You have these young kids that have been taught by professors now for years and years and years that how bad capitalism is and how much debt they're going to be in because of capitalism, not because of choices they made, but because of capitalism. Help me straighten that out.
Well, yeah, sometimes you have to learn these things as you go along. But there is no doubt for decades the left has controlled higher education. They've controlled K-12 education. The teachers' unions are leftists, and one could even argue Marxist. And so folks graduate from college today. They don't know what the Berlin Wall is. They don't know what the debate is. But they look at Venezuela and say, really? They look at North Korea at night and say, what's going on? There's nothing there. There's no lights. There's no economy. And they're like, well, somebody told us something that wasn't true. And I think it's our job and the opportunity now, and Donald Trump understands that when he calls out socialism in the U.S. House, and the Democrats won't even say a word. Actually, you got a few of them jumped up. So, oh, well, we're not socialists. But they are, and that's they have exposed themselves.
I want to go further with it, though. Here's what I'm thinking. Think of the money we could save. I'll forgive your debt, okay, as a college student. I'll forgive your debt if you will get on a plane and you will go to Venezuela and places like that. You have to stay 3 years.
Yep. And okay. You have no cell phone.
It's socialism.
No cell phone. No iPhone. You don't get that.
Well, only if the government says so, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, yeah. They're so sure this works. They've only heard it and seen it from a classroom. I would take that professor and the 400 kids that he's had influence on, and I would put them on a jumbo jet and send them to those places. Say, look, you're not allowed to come back.
Well, how about we just send AOC down there and have a daily life of AOC in a dictatorship? But she won't go. I get that. But I think we need to expose, and we got to get right to the point. So far too often, we nibble around the edges of government versus freedom. We say, hey, well, not for Obamacare, but we can't quite get it repealed, say the Republicans in Washington. But Donald Trump owes nothing to anybody, which is why he's able to stand up and say, I'm not a socialist. What about you?
Well, look, when you talk to of these young kids, they have a perception of socialism that's not the real one, okay? They perceive socialism, most of the young people, as, you know, taking care of people that are sick when they really need the help, taking care of some of our elderly help, you know? And we do a lot of these things already. These things are already in the pipeline. Nobody is really denied medical care in this country.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it got sold that we do.
Well, and I can't speak for what all these young folks are thinking, but if you're a 29-year-old member of Congress and you are claiming socialism is going to help people, you are lying. You are so misunderstood. You are not understanding that correctly at a minimum. But to mislead people and somehow say, under the Soviet Union, you had a better life than here in America,
oh, yeah,
that is such wrong.
They tell
that's
you how
so
much
wrong
toilet paper you could use when,
yeah,
you went
and look
to the
at
bathroom.
Cuba today, Venezuela today, North Korea today. And here's this, she's peddling this thing. But again, it's a gift. And the whole Democrat Party's got to grab onto this. Because Tom Steyer, George Soros had been funding this for years. This is what they want. And they have exposed themselves. But again, to mislead people and somehow suggest you're better off under a dictatorship or under communism or under Democrat socialism, that is so wrong. And I think people get that. But again, there are some folks, not saying all this way, is what they like about socialism is one word, free. Free. They want something for free. I get that.
Here's what I say to my lefty friends when they try to get me in an argument. I go, how did AOC get where she's at? It had nothing to do with socialism. Daddy had money. She comes from a rich neighborhood. She went to a great high school and even better college. She wouldn't have done that under socialism. They would have taken an IQ test for her and turned her into a janitor somewhere. No insult to the janitors meant there, but you know what I'm saying. There's no way she would have been a congressperson.
Yeah. And that's the elites.
Yeah.
Understand, that's what our young folks understand. They don't get, you have to have some elites that run the system. It's called totalitarianism. It's called a dictatorship. And AOC and Bernie, at the end of the day, they believe they know better than the rest of you.
Oh, yeah.
And I think young folks are very good about sensing out hypocrisy. And so if we can expose the hypocrisy of socialism, expose the hypocrisy of AOC, who, by the way, hires her boyfriend unethically and gets free health care at taxpayers, all these kind of things, people are like, well, wait a minute. I thought that you said it was all equal. Everybody's equal.
No, not for her, it ain't.
No.
Yeah, no, I love this stuff. And again, I go back to you're right, you know, and look at already what she's done wrong and when it comes to how payments are made, things that went on during her campaign, and even now, what she's talking about doing. How do people find you quickly?
Heartland.org, the Heartland Institute. We fight for freedom in all 50 states in Washington, D.C., and around the world.
All right, Tim. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Bill.
You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Well, actually, we're not at GCN. We're actually at CPAC 2019. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. I'm going to do mine. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the real side of GCN Live, coming to you from I wanted to say Compaq, shows you how old I am. CPAC 2019. You got to get involved in the conversation, and you can't with me today, but head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Lots happening there at the website. So let's just get into it because I don't want to waste this time. Curtis Hoax with me is Newsbusters managing editor. My mouth isn't working.
No, it's all good. I'm running on a couple hours of sleep.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Yeah, I can imagine. You guys, first night here, this place is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The after night life is crazy. Everybody's trying to get together with everybody before the 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is my ninth CPAC. I started coming here as a freshman in college, and it's my favorite some of my favorite three days of the year. The weekend, that and like March Madness are up there with like my favorite couple of days of the year. It's just amazing, and it's hard to explain to other people, and what's amazing is the left doesn't have something like this at all. Not anything close to this, which is something that I love.
Well, you know what they tried to sell? I don't know. Have you gone to, they had it in L.A. They've had it in L.A. the last couple of years.
Politicon.
Okay. I got thrown out the second year there. I didn't do anything. And I got thrown out the second year there. So, but they tried to tout that as, a down the middle Yeah, right. See, you're rolling your eyes, too. I did the same thing. It's like, yeah, come on. You know what? But it's not. It is so far leaning left. And, you know, you feel like you're right in the middle of the lion's den when you're there trying to get a word in. And even the crowds there when you're trying to have a panel, they are mostly to the left.
Yeah, you don't. I was going to say, you don't need to be there. Just listen to video, and you can just hear the roar of a crowd, and you're like, oh, my
God. No kidding, right? All right, so let's Ed News. What are the hot stories of the day that you're following over the last couple of days?
Yeah, so we're still following the Jesse Smollett.
Other than the Rocket Man, by the way.
Yeah, well, we're still looking at Jesse Smollett. You know, we're still on top of that because, you know, yesterday we had Ellen Page come out with an op-ed saying hate crimes are not a hoax. And you had Tyler Perry go on the Today Show and still insist that, you know, he believes Jesse Smollett. You know, he's so believable. He was someone who would never do something like that. So, you know, you're sticking by.
Wait a minute. You're talking about Medina's Tyler Perry?
Yeah.
Wow. That's heartbreaking.
It was. I know. Because he was talking about that. Because they're doing, I think, the final movie of this saga,
wow.
I guess, if you want to call it. And then they asked him, Hotokapi asked him about it, and I was like, oh, no, man. Oh. And then we're also looking at Michael Cohen, obviously, and the summit. We did this, my colleague and I, Nick Fonacaro, did a study last night looking at cable news coverage from 7 p.m. to midnight. And we found only 12 minutes on the North Korean summit and over 420 minutes on the Michael Cohen hearing.
Wow.
Just absolutely incredible. It was something we noticed in the 9 p.m. hour and thought, you know, why not we just, like we usually do at Newsbusters, we feel like we have a hunch and let's time it out and see what happens. And sure enough, it was an avalanche. It was a snowball of coverage. And it was just, it was really incredible to see that 420 versus 12 on a page and be able to write about that. Is just, it was crazy. It just shows the media's obsession with the Michael Cohen.
What'd you call it?
It's
a real disease.
It's Trump derangement syndrome in very advanced stages, I should say.
I have some really good friends that are Democrats. And look, my whole family are Democrats, but they're not crazy Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some really good friends that are Democrats. And one of them about a week ago said to me, you know, she was really having trouble with Trump and his take on the border or what have you.
Right.
I said, so let's talk about this. Back in, I think it was 02 or 03, 84% of the Democrats voted for this. And what was it, 12? I think 100% of the Democrats voted to allocate a hell of a lot more money and all called it a border crisis. We had less people coming over the border. So I said to her, I want you to honestly look me in the face and tell me, here you have triple the people coming over the border.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking for $5 billion, not $27 or $40 billion, and you can't do it because it's really not a crisis, and he's wrong. So the other two lied?
Right, and they're shut. And then we have to remember, last year, the Democrats briefly shut down the government. The president offered them a deal on DACA.
Yeah.
And Chuck Schumer didn't take it. Because,
right.
You know, it has to be their way or the highway. You know, they can't even give an inch to take a mile.
They never can, no.
It's just absolutely stunning. You know, not only on that issue, abortion, Michael Cohen, as we saw yesterday, this North Korea summit, they're really actively rooting for this president's failure. You know, and the media up and down the ladder. I'm not someone who thinks of the media as the enemy of the people. I'm more of the opposition party. That line, because they really function as an arm of the Democratic Party, especially between 2016 and 2018, with the fact that they were so decimated in Congress. There were so few of them in the House and the Senate that they were the real main arm of the left.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the other thing behind that, you know, you talk about what they're covering, and I know it's a common thread. The Democrats held those hearings on the same day that they knew he'd be negotiating with, you know, the North Koreans.
Not a coincidence.
And exactly, because what are you doing there? If you're negotiating at the other end, you're saying, okay, you don't have the power I think you have, Mr. Trump, because look what they're doing back to your own home country. So I don't know if this deal's going to be good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, that's what CNN was doing. They were gloating last night, 2, 3 a.m. Eastern p.m. over there about, you know, oh, the Michael Cohen hearing definitely played a role. You know, they're wondering, oh, North Kim Jong-un's probably thinking, how much longer is Donald Trump going to be president with hearings like this?
Yeah.
So why negotiate with someone if they're not going to be president much longer?
Yeah.
Just wait it out for the next person.
Can you imagine if we did the same thing to Obama when he was in office? You couldn't even disagree with him without being a racist hater.
Right. Jim Acosta last night was saying that Donald Trump was, giving away American credibility and American, exceptionalism on the world stage by sitting in the same room as Kim Jong-un. I wonder what his thoughts were about Barack Obama hanging out with Fidel Castro with his, dead arm that he held up there, or, any of the meetings with Iranian officials.
Did you see Acosta was whining about the fact that he said the president, I don't know if he's changed it, but President Trump did not call on any of the White House media, which wasn't true.
I heard about that last night, in the middle of the night for Newsbusters. So I went down the list. I went through the press conference. Well, first of all, that's his shtick. He calls on, he's like, you.
Right.
But then I went through, I'm like, okay, so who are the members of the White House press corps? White House correspondents for ABC, Bloomberg, CBS, Fox News, New York Times, NPR, and there were, I think, maybe a few others, but... Yeah, those are all American journalists for American news outlets, asking tough questions. It boils down, it's not about the, his whole point was that they didn't call on American journalists for American news outlets. No, Donald Trump just didn't call on you, Jim. I'm sorry. You need to get over it. I wrote in my headline in Newsbusters, does this guy need a safe space?
Yeah.
Because he seemed like he needed a safe space in a coloring book after how that press conference went. And again, he's just saying things that just factually aren't true.
Yeah. Well, again, they want to ask questions about the Cohen trials, which witch hunt, whatever. I mean, seriously, you got a guy that's going to jail for lying. It's pretty much just plain and simple. He's going to jail for lying. Even in the hearing yesterday, you could point out several lies that he told.
Exactly.
The thing that I love the most, I grew up in a very mafia-infested area, okay? Mm-hmm. And some of the lines that he was using yesterday was great. It was like, I did this for Mr. Trump. Well, did he tell you? No, but you knew what he meant when he said it.
Yeah. Amazing.
How do people get more information?
Newsbusters.org.
Well, you can't make it any simpler than that, right?
Easy.
Head over there. I use their stories on a regular basis. Joe Messina, your host. We're coming to you live from CPAC 2019. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he doesn't think North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was involved in the mistreatment of American college student Otto Warmbier, who died after being detained in the North. Republican Senator John Kennedy says Kim is responsible.
Kim is responsible for North Korea. He's responsible for the prison system. He's responsible for the inhumanity in the prison system. It'd be interesting to know. I don't know how we'll ever know, but he's responsible.
President Trump acknowledged Thursday that North Korea is not ready to wind down its nuclear weapons program, telling Fox News' Sean Hannity that he understands how much the country has put into its arsenal. Trump cut short that summit Thursday after it became clear no deal could be reached. Stopping in Alaska to refuel Thursday morning, President Trump told a crowd of military members about the F-35 fighter jets and additional ground-based missile interceptors coming to the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
We are back. Here, listen to the real side. No dancing. There's no dancing.
I'm dancing. I'm chair dancing because I have to stay seated because this mic is very short.
Isn't it? Well, this is top-notch equipment here, right?
At least it's colorful. It's very Christmassy.
Right. I'm Joe Messina. See, you threw me off already. I'm
Who
Joe
are
Messina,
you?
Your host. Yes.
Are you sure?
Right. No. Around here? Are you serious? Look around. I'm Joe Messina, your host, coming to you live from CPAC 2019. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And truly being Sam, see, I can't. I'm rushing because I don't want to waste any time.
Calm
with you.
Down. You know what? It's hard.
I
it's hard
my
because
meds. Yeah.
if you turn the camera around, which I'm sure you'll do at some point, there's just tons of people just going past, and they wave at you and they like say things to you, and you're like, I've got earphones on. I literally, what are you doing?
Oh, you need to get a proper introduction here, but you got Sam Sorbo, producer, author, actress, just a great good person, and not just for the conservative movement, but you know, a great fight for our kids. You talk about, you know, I still use
that
your
is the conservative
I, well,
movement,
I still
right?
use your line about, you know, giving your kids to Caesar for an education.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a wonderful line.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
So I use that on a regular basis. But anyway, you look around here and you look at what's going on. Look at the young people here. I am somewhat excited to see, you know, that they're energized.
Is this your first CPAC?
No, this is my ninth.
Yeah.
And every year I say, and I get a little excited when I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But we need a couple of tacklers because people go by so fast. But to your point a minute ago, people don't realize this. So you sit here at a table here and watch. They walk up. You're in the middle of an interview. They put a book in front of you and start asking you questions.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I'm going to put up signs.
And
go,
it's funny
because
you've got all the accoutrement. You got all the stuff going. You got the, and you're talking, and they still come right over. I had that this morning on an interview.
So what's going on these days with you?
Well, I just want to point out that the new talking point for the Democrats is socialism.
Oh, yeah.
And so you'll
and
hear
baby
it.
Killing.
Tom Perez. Well, Tom Perez just went on, he did the circuit. And I noticed that their focus has shifted. So they did not like that Donald Trump said in his State of the Union that America would never be a socialist country. God bless him. And so now what they're trying to do is say, the conservatives, the Republicans, they always just say socialism. Whatever they don't like, they just call it socialist. And then he gave some examples like Obamacare and Social Security. And, you know, and you're like, well, yeah, because it is socialism. That's what that is. You take money from people and then you redistribute it to other people through a government bureaucracy that is necessarily flawed. This is what people don't understand. The government is necessarily flawed. Why? Because they are human beings.
That's right.
And to think that somehow they are above greed, above corruption, like, I mean, here's the thing.
How can you say that about our government? Please, Sam. I want to live in my little fantasy world where unicorns still exist.
Exactly. And no. Unicorn poop is rainbow
yes,
colored.
There you go. I think it's wonderful, though. AOC is a gift.
Oh, isn't that, she, though?
You know,
I'm the boss. How about that? I'm the boss. Catch me outside.
How about what? I forgot about that one. You're right. But just her.
By the way, how many hamburgers do you have a day? Because three is too much. I've learned that from her.
Well, you know what? She's upped her numbers, too. Now, what can you really do with over $10 million? You know why? Because she's probably got a deal somewhere down the road. Somebody will give her $10 million for her life story, which I don't, you know, there's all kinds of bartender movies out there. I don't know why you'd have to pay her for it.
How about Cohen? How about Cohen testifying? And by the way, are you willing to testify that you will not be publishing a book? No, I can't testify
no,
that.
No. No, but listen, even better. I was just telling somebody this story. Growing up in a mafia-infested town.
What?
What Cohen kept saying is, well, Mr. Trump doesn't work that way. He makes a suggestion, and then we interpret it, we carry it out. I go, what are you, Vinny?
He's
Vinny
like
the Enforcer?
He's a brilliant mind.
Right?
He's got this whole thing in his head about what Trump is meaning with what he says, and then they raid they'll raid his house, and they'll find the dartboard, the whole board. That's filled with, string going from one thing to the next, and he's been dropping off secret documents places that nobody even knows because he's got this whole fantasy world in his head.
But they were salivating at CNN and MSNBC and ABC and EFT over this, you know, and Cohen is just the height of integrity all of a sudden, right?
In fact, Charlie Kirk said today, if you want, you know, fame and fortune, be a conservative, and I'm putting air quotes on that, right? That this is President Trump. Be a, quote, conservative that talks badly about the administration in any way. And you'll get on all of the liberal media outlets, and you'll get applauded as this some great, I don't know what.
I was on CNN on a regular basis, and they haven't called me in a while. And
no.
I thought maybe it was my hair color or my wrinkles in my face all that stuff. I find out from one of the producers there, they don't like it when you push back on them and say, okay, it was perfectly acceptable under Obama. It was perfectly acceptable under Mrs. Clinton. And all of a sudden, Donald Trump does it, uses the exact same verbiage, and my God, he's Satan's twin brother.
Right. Do you want evidence of collusion? How about this? How about I'll have more flexibility after the election? How about that? Is that evidence of collusion? Like, I need you to define for me what is evidence of collusion, and they're just all, oh, we'll know it when we see it, because they'll just redefine it to fit their narrative.
But Sam, to your point about socialism, and you've been an advocate for education too, we have taught our kids, not we, but the professors teachers have taught our kids for decades now that socialism is a better thing, because capitalism is very one-sided. It's just for the one percenters, where socialism will take care of your grandma.
All evidence to the contrary.
I just said, look, I would be willing to forego their student debt if they would all get on a plane and spend 3 years in Venezuela. So they, you like this? Go to Venezuela.
Yes.
You
got to
be there 3 years. You can't come back.
How about that? How about somebody come up with a program that they do 2 years in the Peace Corps overseas, so they can see
in Venezuela.
Okay, fine.
Cuba.
But people, our youth, need to appreciate what they have in the United States. That's literally been handed to them. They feel like they don't have anything. No, you've literally been handed freedom, running water for the most part, your cell phone. Okay, like technology, knowledge, or the ability to get knowledge for free.
Yeah.
And then Klobuchar had a town hall, and the kid, a new grad, stood up and said, you know, I just graduated and I have a ton of debt, and he wanted to know if you were going to, you know, free education for everybody. And not only didn't she answer very well, but her response involved some kind of, oh, how much debt do you have? I heard that it's like $36K just on average. And he said, yeah, that's absurd. And she said, oh, it is absurd. No, it's not. You know what's absurd? You spending $36K for something you don't think is worth $36K. If I buy a car and I take out a loan for $50K because it's an expensive car, right? And then somebody says, what'd you pay for it? And I say, $50K. It's absurd, isn't it? Who's the idiot in this, right?
I'm with you. I used to love those commercials where the guy would say, are you in debt of no fault of your own? Okay, how did that actually work? Okay, was my identity stolen? Okay, that one I got. But other than that, I don't get this other person. And Bernie Sanders said, I don't talk about anybody. Most of these college kids are graduating over $300,000 in debt. Where are they going?
Whose fault is that?
We're going to Harvard for 8 years? Seriously.
No, it's like $80,000 a year.
Oh, my God.
For 4 years? That adds up, baby.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
And then I have parents say to me, I can't believe it. You know, my son's going to whatever, Stanford, you fill in the blank. And then I have to unindoctrinate him when he comes home on break.
Yeah.
And my response is always, and you're paying how much for that privilege?
You and I are so on the same page. I tell parents, go over to campusreform.org. Go check out your school, the school that your child is going to. And I do mean child. The school that your child is going to. And look at what they're being taught. Look
right.
at what's being talked about. And you're still cutting checks every month.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Yes. That's exactly correct.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. You might want to just go flush your money on the
toilet. And by the way, the only reason that they can say that it's absurd is because the jobs aren't there. But the jobs aren't there because the education's not there. You know, it used to be that kids would go to college and the English teachers were like, I can't believe I have to teach all of these students how to write. They should have learned that
yeah,
in high school.
Agreed.
But they're graduating, those kids.
Yeah.
Not, they don't know how, like, they still don't know crap.
You can't. You
right?
cannot
they
graduate.
Can't get a job.
You heard where, you know, California no longer has a high school exit exam.
What? See, I don't know that because I'm homeschooling.
Yeah, let's not force the kids to graduate at some kind of level.
No.
Let's just get them out because they lose federal funds.
No, you lower the bar. Yeah. If they're not making it over the bar, you just lower the bar.
No, it wasn't working.
Yes, so they've lowered it all the way down to the ground. There's no exam.
Right.
You're done. You've aged out.
So it used to be, people think about this. You graduate in 12th grade. They gave it to you in 10th grade. If you failed it, you could take it again and again and again.
Right.
Anyway, Sam, tell people how they can get involved with
Go to samsrobo.com and find me on mojo50.com. Mojo50.com.
That's so too easy.
Weekdays 3 to 5 Eastern.
All right, cool.
Hey, thanks. Thanks
no,
for having
thank
me.
You. We'll have to have you on more often. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. I'm sure you're drinking by now. I know you are. We'll be back in a few.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Real Side. We're live at CPAC 2019. There are no free rides. And some of you are way too young to remember Edgar Winter. I don't know about that. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I won't be answering the phone. I am not taking any calls while we're here at CPAC. I've got Carla Diadesi, a good Irish lady, with me.
I try, yeah.
You know.
Well, Diadesi.
There you go. Macadesi. No, I grew up in a very, very, very hardcore Italian section of Boston.
Would you believe that I'm actually German? My husband's Italian. I'm Carla Shoemaker.
Oh, wow.
I'm named after my grandfather, who was Carl. I know, it shocks you because
German,
Italian.
Yeah, you do look Italian.
I know.
See, you caught me off.
My husband has blonde hair and blue eyes, but he is hardcore Italian.
He's a northern Italian.
Makes his own wine.
Wow.
Yeah, we have. It smells like a brewery in my basement every September.
See, my family's from Sicily, so I don't know. We may not get along. We'll see how that works out.
Remarkable how Italy is still split up like
that.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's hilarious. I never knew that my grandmother was actually singing me, making fun of me for being Sicilian when I was a little kid.
Yes, and I know. It's not just good enough to be Italian. You have to make sure that you're from the right town in Italy.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. And speak proper Italian.
Correct.
Right? I mean,
which
seriously.
Is always their dialect. Right?
Oh, yeah. No. I grew up in the north end of Boston. I mean, very hardcore Italian section. And it was even people, you're right, people from different villages would make fun of other people from different villages. Like, you guys are from the same country. What the heck is wrong with you people?
I know. If we can't unify in the same country,
I know.
Let's talk about America.
But we didn't want the Irish there, though, that's for sure.
Anyway. No, that's right. That's right.
So what is Cole? Is that 1972?
Correct.
Wow.
So my daughter's
I've been trying to get rid of the 70s for a long time.
A lot
now.
Of people have been, anyway. But there's something good that happened.
Okay.
72 and earlier, and that is that in the year 1972, we celebrated the culture of life. 1973, Supreme Court came in and ruled that our tiniest people did not have the right to life.
Oh, that's right.
And so since that date, there's been 16 million people that have been denied the right to life. So my daughters and I decided to do the research to discover that there's 9 million young girls out there, Gen Zers, Gen Xers, that identify as being pro-life. 9 million of them.
Wow.
So we created a brand just for them, for me and also for my 3 daughters, but for 9 million young girls that want to say, I am proud to be part of the life tribe. And so we want to get back to that year 1972 when we lived in a culture of life. Currently, we do live in a culture of death. I don't need to share with you what's happening in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Or the vote that happened 2 days ago where we are going to now refuse botched abortions, babies, which, by the way, there's maybe 200 of them a year, and we are going to refuse them the right to life when there's a botched abortion. So we do live in a culture of death right now. So if you go to COL1972.com, you will see that all of our pieces are very fashionable. You see that I'm wearing one right now. Sam Sorbo had it on. You have Gabby Cucina, a lot of other people here that are coming out and saying, I am proud to be part of the Celebration of Life community. This is what we look like. This is who we are. We're super fun. We're actually the real women that are protecting women's rights, the unborn end.
Oh, yeah.
Real women. And so we want to reject the other side, and we just want to change the narrative. We're truthful. You know, life is glamorous. Life is beautiful. Life is always in style.
Well, you know, it boils back down to always. Not. I know you don't want to harp on the negative, and I'm not trying to, but it always comes back to the woman's choice, right?
Yeah.
It always comes back to no matter what it is. I can't have, and I'll tell you, the biggest, I get the most amount of negative emails when I talk about abortion, when I talk about a child. Rights and
because
about a woman,
a man,
and I don't have
man.
A uterus, so I have no right to speak. So, and I always say the same thing. But wait a minute, let's take it from a scientific standpoint. When is it life? Let's just take God out of the picture if you want to. When is it life? Let's go back to science,
biology,
right? And they won't answer that question. They
no.
will never answer.
In fact,
that
Cecil B. Richards last year, when she was the director of Planned Parenthood, when she was asked that exact question, she said, "Well, we're really not sure when life starts in the womb." Really, Cecil B. Richards, we are pretty sure that it starts from the moment of conception. So again, we believe that with all the craziness that's happening on the left, the culture of death, you can't, Democrats for death, they all just voted against the infant born alive bill. Only 3 voted to protect those infants that are born alive. So really, Democrats for death, let's just be loud and proud about that if that's who you are. But we are going to move over and we want to again create this life tribe. We are artists. We are students. We are thinkers. We are business owners. We are readers. We are glass ceiling breakers. We are all united by the belief that every life has purpose and value and is worth living.
Yeah, I was telling Sam when she was on just a little bit ago, I said, you know, there's a great documentary to be made, and it starts with the president's speech.
Yes.
When he talked about every life being sacred, made in the image of God.
Wasn't that God, beautiful? Wasn't
okay?
that beautiful?
And not a Democrat stood. Not
I know.
One stood and clapped. So, what were you, against the God comment? Were you against the creation of life? I mean, I'm trying.
I think they're against all of it.
I'm not the smartest guy in the room, so help me understand. And,
yeah.
And they can't. They never will answer the real question of life.
Because they're just so pro-death. I won't say that they're pro-choice because they're not pursuing adoption for people.
No.
They are pursuing abortion. They are pro-abortion. Only 2% of our moms that walk into Planned Parenthood are referred to adoption. 98% end up having abortions. So again, we know that Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion mill in the country. That's truth, right? We need to get that out more.
No, listen, I go off on this, and maybe you'll appreciate it, maybe you won't, because I am so tired of hearing about anybody who accepts the Margaret Sanger Award for Women's Rights.
You Hillary know what? Clinton.
You really need to have some psychiatric care done, okay? Because Margaret Sanger could give a crap less about women's rights. She cared about wiping out the black community, the dredges, the weeds of society. But you never hear about that, do you?
No, because you are absolutely correct, Joe. Margaret Sanger, huge eugenicist. She dated Ku Klux Klansmen. She wanted to rid the world of black people as well as people that might have...
The undesirable.
That's correct. This sounds like Nazi Germany, right? So the left is really look very Nazi-esque with not protecting life. And I think that Americans deserve more. I think that our kids deserve more. I believe that my grandchildren, which I don't have any yet. I'm very young, right, Joe? You can attest to that.
I can see us.
I have three young daughters, but I think that they deserve to grow up in a culture of life. Yeah. I want to leave a legacy of life. And the other side is very powerful about pursuing this culture of death and leaving a legacy of death. And I reject that. And I want these young millennials to come out and stand with us for life.
So it's funny. When I've had groups on in the past and they know that I'm a committed or conservative Christian, I always say the same thing. You, and I've been saying it for years, and some of my Christian friends get mad at me. As long as you keep pursuing this as a choice of God, you will lose. We are no longer a godly community, if you would. All right? And if you go in a court and say, but God doesn't want you, that's it. You're done.
Correct.
Come back at it. Throw their own science back into their face. That's the way you need to approach this.
I agree with you.
You know, and go down that road. And to your point, it's life. Show that life being formed in the womb. You know, it's amazing to me in science class, we don't show that anymore.
No, we don't.
Why aren't we showing, forget showing the abortion, show how the life grows in the womb.
Because we know that in our public schools, where Planned Parenthood is, by the way, in California at 5 years old, they're starting to indoctrinate these kids for promiscuity. Yes. We just kicked them out. My daughters and I, 2 years ago, the public school that was in the inner city, remember Planned Parenthood does target our inner city schools because they think that that's all that these kids deserve is more sexual promiscuity. They don't think that they deserve tutoring centers or chess clubs or running clubs. They want to put Planned Parenthood right in there from 7:15 to 2:15 Monday through Friday. We said no to that. We said we think these kids, and in a 5-4 vote, my daughters and I stood out there with signs four times that kept passing the vote, Joe. Finally, on the fourth vote, in a 5-4 vote, the school board said, no, we will not allow Access Matters into the public school here. Access Matters, because they can't call it Planned Parenthood, okay?
No.
Planned Parenthood is who's coming in, but they want to make it pretty, so they package it as Access Matters. And we won, but it should have been a 9-0 vote, Joe, a 9-0 vote. Why are we pushing death to our 12, 13, 14 years old and promiscuity? You know, we want these kids to graduate and go on to college or become plumbers, become electricians. We're the side of love. Life is the side of love.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. I'm going to blame it on the parents because you just said it. You had a 5-4 vote. That tells me that the parents in that community voted for people that don't hold life up in high esteem, that don't really, you know, I wasn't.
Well,
always,
we won. They didn't come in.
No, but my point is, it shouldn't have been that. It should
Correct.
Have been a 9-0.
Yeah.
That's simple.
It's a no-brainer. It's non-debatable.
Exactly. Male or female. So, but the parents are not paying attention. They're not voting for the right people. There, you know what? I always joke in California. I say, you know, your daughter can get an abortion at 12 years old in California through the school district and never notify the parents.
Correct.
So I said, we are 47th in education in the country. And the only thing we care about is whether you know what bathroom to use and whether you have access to an abortion. The other stuff doesn't seem to matter anymore.
Right.
This is crazy.
We live in a dying culture.
Nope.
It doesn't make any sense. But again, when you go to COL 1972 official, you are not going to see our models in promiscuous poses. You're just going to see happy kids being kids, having a lot of fun. We did a whole model shoot where they were all doing s'mores outside together. We're
flying. You mean they were doing kids stuff?
They were doing kids stuff.
Wow.
Yes. They weren't,
God forbid
they weren't
do
thinking
that.
About, am I a boy? Am I a girl? Which bathroom should I? No.
Am I pregnant? And
no, correct. No. They're just
nuts.
Kids being kids, and that's what we want to get back to. We believe it's healthy. We want guilt-free shopping. My daughters and I realized that we couldn't shop at certain places because we didn't want our money promoting their agenda.
Give your web address really quick.
COL1972.com. Check us out. All invited to be a part of our tribe.
There's no disco music on there, is there?
No, but I should have that.
No, don't have it. All right. Joe Bassini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, live from CPAC 2019.
No problem.